best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
And a good Tuesday morning to you. It's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Ryan Porth in for Matt Spiegel today. And last night, all eyes were on Aaron Judge up in Toronto, sitting on 60 home runs for the season. Judge intentionally walked by the Jays in the 10th inning, drawing boos from the home crowd. And in the bottom of that inning, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. said, "I don't care about no AL home run record chase."
Yankees are going to throw to Vladdy. The pitch. Swing and a line drive. Base hit into left field. The Blue Jays are going to win it. Biggio scores. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. delivers in the 10th. The Blue Jays race onto the field, celebrating a game winner. Pure elation. At Rogers Center, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. with a line drive into left field. Absolutely no chance for Cabrera to make a play on Biggio.
The Blue Jays end up getting a big win. They are now 2.5 games clear of Tampa Bay, looking even better for the 4 seed and home field advantage for the wild card round next weekend. Yes, I said next weekend. Give me all of the playoff baseball coming up in just a matter of days. This is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits, and on yesterday's podcast, we determined that no one can reach 57 with their virtual hitting streak on Beat the Streak, which means the 5.6 million will yet again not be won. Joe DiMaggio's record is just about invincible. However, 10 grand is still on the table for 4 of you, but that includes Torkelson HOF, who's been MIA since August 1. So really, it's just 3 active streakers going for 46, unless Torkelson HOF's plan all along has been wait until the final moment and then finish the streak that is long enough for the 10 grand. That goes to the highest streak currently held by Kiyoshi Lotus, 26, who's sitting at 45. Sean Breen is the closest to him, as he is now one step closer thanks to Monday's Porth pick.
Brown wants Rafi to hit one a long way. He'll pop it into left.
Sits off.
Stowers coming. It's going to fall down. Here comes the run. Kike will score. An RBI for Rafael Devers. This is suddenly a one-run game.
How about that? A little thing down the line. I think that was another cutter. Boy, he didn't hit it very hard at all. Great placement.
That right there was Rafael Devers' second hit of the night, although in a losing effort for the Red Sox at home against the Baltimore Orioles. It was a winner, though, for Sean Breen. He is now at 35. Probably a smart move to go with just a single pick on a day with 4 games on the slate. He'll need at least a few more double downs, though, with time running out to catch Kiyoshi Lotus, 26. With 9 more days in baseball's regular season, 18 is the max that could be added to an active streak. So you must be at 39 or higher to have a chance at 57, which no streakers at 39. So again, no one is going to win the 5.6 million. You must be at 27 or higher to have a shot at that 10 grand and Kiyoshi Lotus, 26. Spiegs and I combined to go 3 for 3 with our picks yesterday. I got Devers correct with the Porth pick. Spiegs nailed his daily double A with Brian Reynolds and Aaron Judge. Spiegs' streak is now at 4 on the MLB Play app. He is super excited about it, by the way. He texted me probably from the comfort of his own bed last night at about 10 o'clock, glowing about his streak of 4. I am also at 4, so perhaps we have a BTS Daily showdown here in the final days of the season. Just whatever is going to keep us interested to get to the end of the regular season here on Beat the Streak Daily. The only true division race left undecided at this point is the National League East. The Mets and Braves just keep winning, and only the Braves last night were in action, and their first baseman kicked off the scoring in Washington.
And there's a drive down the right field line. He ambushed him, and he kept it fair off the pole. Another 2-out lightning bolt. And that leads 2-0.
That was Matt Olson's 29th home run, and it helped the Braves take down the Nationals 8-0. The Braves now trail the Mets by 1 game in the East. Both teams have 8 games left on their schedule, including 3 big ones head-to-head in Atlanta between the Braves and Mets this weekend. Spiegel isn't on today, but fret not. I've got 3 picks for your Tuesday on the other side. Plus, his daily double A that he has submitted. So we've got 5 picks for you right here on Beat the Streak Daily. It is a full 15-game slate on tap for this Tuesday across Major League Baseball. Is tonight the night that Judge hits number 61 in Toronto? Will the Cardinals close out the Brewers for the NL Central? And can the Mariners stop the bleeding down the stretch with a rare playoff berth in sight? It should be an interesting night of baseball with a lot still to play for. Your daily stay away for Beat the Streak. It's the Philadelphia Phillies. Cubs starter Marcus Stroman has the number of many individual Phillies hitters like Alec Bohm, Rhys Hoskins, Bryce Harper, and yes, my arch nemesis, Nick Castellanos, who is expected to return from the IL later today. All four names that I mentioned hit 100 or worse in their respective careers against Stroman, so just stay away from the Phillies in Chicago tonight.
You stay away, I stay away.
All right, here are the three fourth picks for Tuesday. I think tonight's the night Aaron Judge gets number 61. He's facing Jose Berríos for the Jays. Berríos has been Mr. Disappointment this season, and in his last five starts, Berríos has given up 38 hits in 26 innings. That isn't very good. Judge is 8-for-20 in his career against Berríos with two home runs. I think he might even lead off the game tonight with a home run to get to 61, but that's just me. Fourth pick number two. The White Sox and the Twins have both quit on their season now that Cleveland has locked up the AL Central. Those two teams play tonight in Minnesota. And even though the two teams have quit, I'll still take Luis Arraez against Lance Lynn. Lynn has been good in the second half, but Arraez has his number. Arraez is 7-for-20 in his career against Lynn. Also, Arraez is hitting .368 against the Sox this season. And fourth pick number three, Austin Riley, last night went hitless against the Nats, but I don't think he does tonight. Riley gets to face Paulo Espino of the Nationals. If you've been listening all season long, that is a name that I've been targeting with my fourth picks all summer long. Riley is 7-for-16 with two home runs against Espino in his career. I expect the Braves to mash the Nationals again tonight, and Riley will be a big part of that. Now, for Spiegel's Daily AA, he is also taking Aaron Judge in Toronto. So the two of us both like Judge to at least get a hit. I think he's going to get number 61 tonight, but Judge against Berríos, Spiegs likes him, and Spiegs is also going with Jeff McNeil, who is 9-for-16 lifetime against Pablo Lopez of the Marlins. Subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcasts and play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season, not many days left, for your chance to win $5.6 million, which is unreachable at this point. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the MLB season, well before the first game of the day. Beat the Streak Daily is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that Aaron Judge, Luis Arraez, Austin Riley, and Jeff McNeil hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!